Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
It's Saturday, March 18th. Welcome to the Mission Cast. The watchword for the week has been Psalm 95, verse 6. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Psalm 14, verse 3. They all have gone astray. They are all alike perverse. They are not one who does good. No, not one. And our gospel is from Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Well, welcome again to the Mission Cast. I am Jeff, your host, and with me today is a special guest, Chaplain Michael Roberts. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So I thought it'd be interesting. These texts lend themselves very well toward chaplaincy work as missionary activity. And just a little background on yourself, Michael, you've served as a chaplain in three different areas.
I have. I was a active duty Army chaplain from 2007 to early January 2016. I've completed a clinical pastoral education, a chaplain pastoral residency at Sioux Falls VA Medical Center for a year, and I also currently work as a prison chaplain for the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Wonderful. We look forward to your perspective and to your insights. Let's talk about these two texts today. What stands out for you?
What stands out to me is verse 95, Psalm 95, verse 6, and the Matthew text, they have commonality, because if you sit there and read Psalm 95, it has this part where it draws us into worship, but then it has this warning that's there. And we see that alive and well today, not only in the mission field where I work, but I think that's in the mission field for every Christian that works the mission field, whether you're going to work at a gas station, or whether you're going to work as a bank teller, or if you're going to work as a computer technician, you see that sharp contrast there.
Yeah, I immediately, of course, as a good old Missouri Synod Lutheran, full disclosure here in my past, went to the we are sinners prone to wander statement.
Right. Are we not? Doesn't there a famous hymn, you know, bind our wandering hearts?
Yeah. And I was thinking of Romans 3:23, all have sinned, all fall short of the glory of God. And there requires a humility or sober judgment to stand before the Lord with honesty and authenticity. I don't stand before you because of any self-righteous merit on my own, but Lord, I am a sinner that you have welcomed through grace into your presence.
And I think there's something beautiful there, because in the military, they like to give out medals for those who do really good. And it communicates that they're a really good person and they know how to do something very well. But when we stand before the Lord, it's Christ who gives us the medal. It's Christ that cleanses us, and that we walk humbly with him. And it really removes my extra effort and saying me. Yet at the same time, I think the Lord has empowered us to do work on his behalf, and we can grow, but it's by his grace. And I agree with you on that.
Yeah. And I think it's that laying hold of the gospel, where Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, that is a gift from the Father to us to receive by faith through grace. And it's through his righteousness that we are clothed, and so that we can stand before the Father with confidence, knowing that we will not be rejected.
And I think it's that we say right there is what gives us that platform that Christ has given us to do mission. It's not me personally that has these great gifts and talents, but it's the Lord allowing us to receive our salvation and share that with others in a way where they can relate with the gospel, and that the gospel is coming at them with flesh and bone and a voice where they can ask questions. And I think people have questions, and as long as we're being honest and transparent and sharing with them that we're a work in progress, they're open to conversation. You know, as we're getting a little bit older, people are looking for a little bit more authenticity. And I've noticed when the inmates look at me, I think they're looking at me to see what I'm going to do when I blow it.
Hmm.
Yesterday I was working, one of the inmates had a form to fill out. I filled out the form and then I lost it. Hmm. I totally lost it. I could not find it in my office. And then I had to approach the inmate and just say, I'm sorry, I lost the form. It's totally my fault. We have to redo it again. When I did say, I'm sorry, it's my fault, it just allowed that relationship that I have with them to continue to grow, because we have Christ between us. And at work, I require Christ, and everyone at work requires Christ, not just the chaplain, but everyone who's a Christian, who's got a gospel message that they want to share. They're looking for that authenticity. And when we blow it, what do? And in this particular case, I chose a route to take full responsibility and apologize and ask for his forgiveness. And in this particular case, they worked with me and we got results quickly.
Wow, that's good. Speak a little more into taking full responsibility for your sin, especially when you're working for those who are incarcerated.
Right. So my perspective is I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I'll leave that to the legal bees to do it, the legal beagles. But for me, what I try to focus on is the moral failure behind what their sentence was. I don't want to focus on what they've done wrong specifically, but let's look at the moral aspect. And where does the gospel work for people? A lot of guys know that they're broken and they need help, and they go to church. They're expecting, you know, something to be preached during the sermon, right? They're expecting to meet God. And that kind of puts a little bit of pressure on me in a good way, because do I really need to do sermon prep? Well, the answer is yes, I have to do sermon prep, because these guys are spiritually hungry and they're wanting something. And it makes a difference. And so I want to make sure to emphasize not only to me and making sure I preach Christ and crucified in every message, but my fellow chaplain, I encourage him. He's a Southern Baptist, and I tell him, bring Jesus to work each and every day, and from the pulpit, preach Christ. And because of his good work, the inmates are responding. The Holy Spirit's using him. And that's what keeps our ministry vital, is being honest with his word and being honest with the inmates. And there are times where we have to remind the inmates that, yes, I am in charge. And there are other times where we can join the inmates and sit there and say, let's work through this. And that's, there's some joy there when we can work through their issues. And that falls into the realm of pastoral counseling. And the pastoral counseling looks like a five minute conversation. It's not they're coming in with this big, heavy crisis, though some do, but they've always got like these 3 minute, 5 minute dialogues that they want to have. And I probably have 33 minute dialogue with different inmates throughout the day. And these dialogues continue to grow in different ways. And they also are challenging me in ways that I haven't thought through as well. And I'm just saying, as a chaplain working at a prison, but every single person has something very similar where people just want to ask questions and have that dialogue. And let's be transparent with them and have that dialogue where we can share the gospel in a way where they're loved.
Let's close with a prayer. It's in the daily text for today. Good Shepherd, we are thankful that you are with us on the hard roads of life. You walk with us into life. You keep us from straying to thoughts of vengeance and anger that fill us with hostility, even shame and humiliation. Only your grace can overcome our anger and shame. Forgive all of our resentments. Today, we pray that you keep forgiving those who have hurt us, and may we, in return, forgive those as you have forgiven us. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's sing a verse from Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Amen. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ. Yes, I am.